It's the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. Thank you for listening. Coming up, we're going to get news headlines with Rachel Martin. First, though, continuing a conversation with Benjamin Cavell. We're talking about the life and the legacy of Norman Mailer. And Benjamin, before I let you go, I just want to ask you one more question. So when you talk about Norman Mailer, so much of it is about his aspirations as a writer, where he wanted to fit into the sort of pantheon. And he obviously had very, very lofty goals. Did he achieve that in any way? Did he sort of hit it out of the park as he wanted to? I mean, are people going to be reading him in 100 years?
I think they'll be reading The Executioner's Song, which is a book that he wrote in 1979 about Gary Gilmore, who was the first man executed in the United States in some number of years, who was executed in Utah for a couple of murders. The Executioner's Song, I feel confident that people will still be reading. I hope they'll still be reading the rest, or maybe not everything else, but a lot of other things by Mailer, because I think that if he's rejected, if he fades, it won't be because the writing is not wonderful, because I think it is. It'll be because he himself is so controversial, and I think that that's a really silly reason to reject somebody, especially when you think of all the major novelists who are so careful about their public persona and so careful not to offend anyone. I mean, is that really the test that we want people to pass in order for their work to be remembered?
The good news for Norman Mailer is that if he does end up losing standing because of his public life, were he still alive, he would be writing about losing standing because of his public life. He seemed to be a pretty meta guy that way. Benjamin Cavell, author of Rumble, Young Man, Rumble, that was published in 2004. Thanks a lot for talking to Norman Mailer with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Luke.
Coming up on the Bryant Park Project, a rare glimpse of life in Tehran, courtesy of a documentary filmmaker. We'll take a look at some of the new movies from the Middle East in just a few minutes. But first, let's hear about today's top stories from Rachel Martin.